Newmarket is preparing to reopen its senior center, but what rules there could be around COVID-19 vaccination remain up in the air. The municipality sent out information this week about the upcoming return of in-person programming to the Newmarket Seniors Meeting Place in mid-October. Southlake Regional Health Center has used the location as a COVID-19 assessment center since October 21, 2020. But the reopening has attracted concern that the municipality has not stated vaccinations would be required to use the facility. Director of Recreation and Culture Colin Service said the town is working with legal counsel and municipal partners to better understand the issue of requiring vaccinations to participate in programming. While we work to develop a common approach across municipalities, we continue to follow all public health regulations and provincial requirements, ensuring that safety of our patrons and staff is of top concern, Service said. The federal government announced this week that it would roll out a vaccine passport for international travel. It further announced August 13 that all commercial flights would require vaccination, as would federal public servants. But the Ontario government has indicated it will not implement any such system for access to other things. Newmarket resident John Fuchs wrote to Newmarket Today expressing anger about the prospect of unvaccinated people participating in active sports at the seniors' center without being vaccinated. Rita Hooper, who also frequents the center, shares his concerns. "There's a lot of vulnerable people. A lot of people I know who have respiratory issues, and their immune systems aren't very good," Hooper said. "I've also noticed a lot of seniors who are a little leery of even going near anybody they know who is not vaccinated. So I'd hate to see that happen at the seniors' center." Newmarket has reopened several indoor recreational facilities in recent weeks with public health requirements like masking, but no vaccine requirements. Although organizations and businesses can adopt standalone vaccine verification, and a few have elsewhere in the province, none in Newmarket have publicly stated they would. When a group of tech CEOs pitched a pilot for a vaccine verification system to the Newmarket Economic Advisory Committee in June, Mayor John Taylor said it seems to be the right direction, but it is difficult to do without provincial backing. "If the province isn't willing to take any political risk, it's a lot to ask little old Newmarket to do it all," Taylor said at the time. Although the town is not reopening the seniors' center until October, it said it would start seniors' programming in September at the Newmarket Youth Center and other municipal facilities. Southlake Regional Health Center is preparing to move to a new location for its COVID-19 assessment center. Southlake communications strategist Danae Theakston said the new location is close to the seniors' center and will continue to operate 7 days a week, but they are still finalizing details and are not disclosing the location yet. "Southlake wishes to thank our partners at the Town of Newmarket for their ongoing support as we work to end the pandemic and get our community on the road to recovery," she said. Hooper said the center is important for people, especially those who are alone. "It's a social place," she said. "I would hate to think they would not want to come simply because there's a chance they may have contact with somebody who is unvaccinated."